And in fairness to the other side, they're not relying on policy arguments. They're pointing us to portions of the specification, including if you look at column 4, lines 54 through 60, they talk about not a policy goal of the invention, but an important feature of the present invention is that blah, 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 the gas reaches the patient within 2%. So we're bound by the spec as well. And this doesn't, I don't think the import of this statement is sometimes. I think this says it's important to the invention that the gas reach the patient within a predetermined temperature. Right?
It was also true in Smith-Kline that there were statements in the specification that
why can't
what
we
the
fairly
purpose
read,
of the invention.
Leaving aside Smith-Kline for a moment,
okay.
Why can't we fairly read this as being that this is what virtually always, we all agreed that always may be a problem, but at least more than sometimes, doesn't say important features of the present invention is that it sometimes reaches. I mean, you would have us put in the term sometimes, and I don't think that's a fair reading of what the sentence says.
I wouldn't have the court put anything into the claim or into the specification. The specification says it's a goal to get within that temperature range. It doesn't say how often.
Well, it doesn't say, I don't think it uses the word goal here. It says a feature. There's a difference between a goal and a feature. A feature is something that it does. A goal is something that it strives to do. This statement is talking about what it does, not what it strives to do, right?
I think it's talking about what it strives to do. It's talking about a goal or an objective. There's several statements in the specification that it's a goal or objective.
But suppose...